City officials in New Haven, Connecticut, are expected to vote tonight to roll out a municipal identification card program. It would start in the summer. All New Haven residents may apply for the card, including undocumented immigrants. The city would be the first in the nation to issue IDs to illegal immigrants. From member station WNPR, Lucy Napathanchil reports.
Christina is a hostess at a Mexican restaurant in downtown New Haven. She doesn't want her last name used in this story because she's not a legal resident. She's one of several undocumented immigrants working here. Just 2 months ago, Christina, her husband, and their one-year-old baby moved to the city from Mexico. Christina says a city ID card like the one being proposed will give her peace of mind.
Because it's very important, especially because I have a daughter. And always when I have to go to the hospital, they always ask for an ID. And this is an opportunity to get one.
Kika Matos, the city's community services administrator, says there are hundreds of illegal immigrants in New Haven, like Christina, who have no form of identification. She says recent crimes against several undocumented workers show the ID cards are necessary.
Last year, there was a stabbing death of an immigrant. His name was Manuel Santiago, and he had just cashed his check, and he was robbed, and he resisted, and he was stabbed to death.
Residents will pay $10 for the photo ID, which will also serve as a debit card from a local bank. For most, it will be the first time they're able to open bank accounts in the United States. A few banks have begun to provide some financial services to illegal immigrants, but those programs are not widely available. New Haven's card will help immigrants avoid carrying large sums of cash. Matos says the identification can also be used as a library card and at parking meters and local shops.
We're very aware of the need to avoid the creation of a card that would easily identify somebody as an undocumented immigrant. That is the last thing that we want to have happen. There's other populations that we identified as uniquely benefiting from the ID, including students, the elderly, and kids.
New Haven Mayor John DeStefano supports more services for illegal immigrants. He and several mayors across the country have ordered their local police to avoid asking individuals about their immigration status. Why the friendly approach? DeStefano says undocumented immigrants are important to New Haven's economy.
So what we are doing in New Haven is what we think makes sense for New Haven, and that is to create a place where neighbors know each other. In a good community policing model, folks feel free to talk to the PD. If they don't, it'll only accelerate crime, not only in the undocumented or illegal community, but in other communities as well.
The New Haven City Council is expected to approve the ID program unanimously. There's been little opposition from New Haven residents, but a small group of people in neighboring towns are speaking up. Bill Farrow is a member of Southern Connecticut Citizens for Immigration Reform. Farrow says DeStefano and other U.S. mayors shouldn't support illegal immigration.
They're the ones that are enabling these people to come in and to take our jobs. We're citizens. We're legal citizens. We have a primary right over somebody here, say from Guadalupe or from even Ireland.
The ID card will not change the status of illegal immigrants in the eyes of the federal government. Officials from Immigration and Customs Enforcement say they'll continue to crack down on illegal immigrants in New Haven, just as they do in other parts of the country. For NPR News, I'm Lucy Nalpathanchil in New Haven.